NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas. The website to order free at-home COVID tests from the government is in testing. All orders submitted Tuesday are valid and will ship after it launched a day early. People whose address is connected to a business or live-in housing with multiple units said they faced issues and were unable to complete their orders when the site became available. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said every website launch comes with risk and possible bugs, but that they have the best tech teams monitoring the site to ensure a successful launch. Several international airlines are canceling flights to the U.S. Wednesday over 5G concerns. Emirates, Air India, All Nippon Airways, and Japan Airlines announced they're canceling flights over worries about the potential impact 5G cell phone service could have on airplane technologies. This includes radar technology. On Tuesday, President Biden said his administration has been working with wireless carriers and airlines to chart a path forward for 5G deployment and aviation to safely coexist. The congregation at Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh is reaching out to support a Texas synagogue that was attacked over the weekend. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers, who survived the deadly 2018 mass shooting at Tree of Life, said yesterday his heart hurts for the members of Congregation Beth Israel in the Dallas area. On Saturday, a gunman held several hostages at the synagogue for hours before being killed by an FBI rescue team. Obamacare enrollment is at a record high. On Thursday, federal officials said 14.2 million people signed up for coverage. You're listening to NBC News Radio.